Hello, I'm Dr. Jonathan Barker, pastor here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I would like to personally thank you for taking out time today to tune in to our preaching podcast. We hope that this message will be a great encouragement to your heart today.
Love the book of Proverbs. This past week, I just got done going through the book of Proverbs, reading my daily Bible reading. Matter of fact, I finished it up on Friday, the book of Proverbs, and I'm getting ready to start the book of Ecclesiastes. And when you study the book of Proverbs, you ought to read it every day. One wise preacher made this statement. He said there's three books you ought to read out of every day. Number one, you ought to read out of the book of Psalms to keep you sweet. Number two, you ought to read out of the book of Proverbs to give you wisdom. But then number three, you ought to read out of the book of Acts to keep excited about winning souls for the glory of God. You know, it's a pretty good pattern to follow tonight. And when you come to the book of Proverbs tonight, of course, you and I know the Holy Ghost is the author. And Solomon is the penman of the book of Proverbs tonight. And when you come down through chapter 9 and start chapter 10, chapter 10 through chapter number 20 is the sayings of Solomon. Now, that doesn't mean that Solomon didn't write the other part of the book. He did. But these are just some of the sayings of Solomon. You know people by sayings. Preachers that come out of my ministry down through the years, they'll call me sometime and they'll say, I need some advice on this. But I know what you're going to say before I ask you. Pray a whole lot and move real slow. So in Solomon here, you can, a lot of Solomon's sayings, these are just sayings of Solomon. That's tremendous tonight. Matter of fact, if you study, you'll find Solomon wrote more than 1,005 songs. Solomon wrote more than 3,000 proverbs. And in chapter number 10 through chapter 20, it's some of his wise sayings here in the book of Proverbs. He says in chapter 10, the Proverbs of Solomon, a wise son, verse number 1, maketh a good father, but a foolish son is heaviness to his mother. It's just saying after saying after saying that Solomon uses. He said, treasures of the wickedness, I profit nothing, in verse number 2, chapter 10. But the righteous deliver them from death. They're just sayings of Solomon. And again, I say to you, if you just read the sayings of Solomon, you'll draw a lot of wisdom from it. He that gathereth, in verse number 5, he that gathereth in summer is a wise son. Would you agree that's a wise statement? It surely is. But he that sleepeth and harvests, his son shall cause shame. And again, over and over again, he talks about different sayings that he uses. But I want to pick up on one of his sayings tonight, found in chapter number 11. Notice in chapter number 11, man, there's so many. False balance is abomination to the Lord, chapter 11, verse 1. But his just way to his delight. Riches profit nothing in the day of wrath, verse number 4. How about the righteous delivered from death? That's his saying tonight. And again, I would encourage you tonight, if you don't read all the book of Proverbs, read chapter 10 through chapter 20. A lot of awesome sayings in this book tonight. My verse tonight is verse 30 of chapter 11. Notice in verse 30, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. And he that winneth souls, help me, is wise. Notice again what Solomon's saying. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. And by the way, can I say this? If you're saved, you have fruit. You bear fruit daily. And the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. But he that winneth souls is wise. I like that saying. I like his saying right here. Daniel chapter 12 and verse 3. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they shall turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. Solomon is saying, and Daniel is saying the same thing, he that winneth souls is wise. Now, let me say this tonight. I reluctantly preach on what I'm getting ready to preach on, but I'm going to preach on it anyhow. And the reason I say that is because of this. The devil told me today, he said, look, you don't want to preach that. Because, man, we had 40 on this station yesterday. knocked on over 200 doors yesterday. But I'll say this to you tonight. There's a difference in knocking on doors and winning souls. I say there's a difference in knocking on doors and winning souls. I'll talk to you tonight on this thought tonight. What does it mean to be a soul winner tonight? What does it mean tonight to be a soul winner for the glory of God? I'll say this. If you've never personally led anybody to Christ yourself, you're cheating yourself out of a tremendous blessing. I'll tell you, the greatest joy of my life is being able to take my Bible and lead somebody else to Jesus Christ. You've heard me say this numbers of times. My wife and I, when we're on our regular schedule, and I'll be going back to that next week, but on our regular schedule, we stay in a motel quite often. That's not my favorite place to stay, but because what I do, I stay in motels. And one of the greatest mission fields in the world is a motel. Those folk come in to clean your room. You know why they come in? So you can tell them about Jesus. Cut the idiot box off. Get your gospel track. Tell them about Christ. Are you listening? Hey, and some time ago, I was in a motel. I don't know where I was at. And this lady come in. My wife and I began to witness to her. And I began to tell her about Jesus. Wish I could remember her name. But anyhow, make a long story short. I don't remember where it's at. I think it's Ohio. Make a long story short. Had the opportunity, my wife and I, to lead that lady to Christ. And when she got saved, I said this to her. Maggie was her name. I said, Maggie, do you realize what's just happened? I said, every sin you've ever committed in your life from this time forward back has been forgiven. And God shall never bring it up again. But since she looked at me, and here's what she said. Really? Is that what she said? I said, really? Are you hearing me? Hey, it's nothing in the world like leading somebody else to Jesus Christ. The fruit of the righteous is tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise this evening. I'll say this tonight. Of all the business in the world, the greatest business in the world is leading others to Christ. After all, you said this yesterday. After all, when it's all said and done, that's all that's going to matter. I want to rerun what I just said. After all, when it's all said and done, all that's going to matter is whether or not that individual saved. And I want to encourage you this tonight. I want to encourage you to find somebody that's lost. By the way, you're probably not going to have to look too far. And get them on your heart. Pray for them. Ask God to save them. Ask God to get them a conviction. And set the time as you go. Are you hearing me? And lead them to Christ. You'll never be the same when you do that. And by the way, can I say this and that? Three reasons why we ought to lead people to Christ. Three reasons tonight why we should be soul winners. I give this and I preach. Number one, I'll be soul winners tonight because of the Scriptures. Because of the Scriptures. You know, the Bible tells us over and over again about a man that's lost. And it tells us about the condition of those that's lost tonight. I thought about this verse, Psalm 142, verse 4. Psalmist said, I looked on my right hand. Behold, there was no man there that would know me. I looked on my left hand, and no man cared for my soul. Hey, can I tell you something tonight? The Word of God commands you and I. Hey, because of the Scriptures tonight, how to be soul winners tonight. I thought about this verse. The Bible said in Mark chapter 8, verse 36, for what shall it profit a man if he should gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? You know why we ought to be soul winners? Because of the Scriptures. It commands you and I. It tells you and I we ought to do that. You ever thought about this scripture? Look at Romans chapter 9. Take your little Bible and turn to Romans 9. Romans 9, are you with me? Watch this verse. Paul is talking to his own people. Paul's talking to his own kin people. What do we insult because of the scriptures? Look chapter 9, verse 1. Paul says, chapter 9, verse 1, I say the truth in Christ, and I lie not. My conscience also bear me witness in the Holy Ghost, that I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart. For I could wish that myself were a curse. Do you see that word? That word's only mentioned 2 or 3 times in the Bible. And it means to be a curse. It simply means to be absent from Christ. In other words, what it means is this. I could wish myself a curse from Christ. For my brethren, my kinsmen, according to flesh. In other words, here's what Paul is saying. If it means me dying and going to hell to get my family saved, so be it. That's what he's saying. You know, I ought to be soul winners. I ought to be soul winners because of the scriptures. And Paul is commending us here, how even his own family, his own brethren, and they might get saved. Hey, we ought to be soul winners because of scriptures. Can I tell you this before I preach? We ought to be soul winners because of the Spirit of God. You say, why do you say that? You know what the Holy Ghost is doing? Y'all know what he's doing? He's seeking out a bride. And he's seeking those that are lost. Bible said in John 16, verse number 8, how when he cometh, talking about the Spirit of God, and when he cometh, he'll reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Hey, the Spirit of God, thank God, is calling out a bride. Are you hearing me? Ought to win souls because that's what the Holy Ghost is here doing. I like what the Bible said in John 6, 44. John 6, 44, no man cometh unto me except the Father which sent me draw him. In other words, what he simply said is this, hey, the Spirit of God draws. I'll be a soul winner because of the scriptures. I'll be a soul winner because of the Spirit. But can I say this before I preach? Well, to be a soul winner, not because of souls. Souls. The day you was conceived in your mother's womb, you became a living soul. And you're going to live forever somewhere. Can I say that again? The day you was conceived in your mother's womb, you became a living soul. And that soul's going to live forever and forever. Life begins at conception. And may I say to you, that soul's going to live forever. And you know, man's a triune being. Soul, body, spirit. Body's what you see. Spirit's what you are. And a soul's what's going to live forever. You don't see it, but it's going to live forever. I was witnessing to a lady the other day. I said, if you died today, where would you go? She said, I guess I'd go to the box. I never heard that before. I guess I'd go to the box. And I was witnessing another lady, and I asked her, I think about the same day. I said, if you died today, where would you go? She said, I guess I'd go to the graveyard. Well, the truth of the matter is, their body may go to the graveyard, but the soul and spirit, are you hearing me? How, you know why I want to win souls? Because of souls. It's going to live forever and forever and forever somewhere. So I want to talk to you tonight out of this verse. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. And he that winneth souls is wise. It would be one thing if Brother Mike said to me, he said, Brother Barker, you're a smart man. He ain't going to say that. There's a reason he ain't going to say that. You say, what's the reason? Ain't none of your business. But listen to this. That would be something he said that. It'd be something Brother Robert said to me. Well, I'll tell you what, you got a lot of wisdom. Hey, can I tell you something tonight? God says a man that wins souls is wise. I said, God said a man that wins souls. That man is wise. And if God says that we're wise if we win souls, that's what Daniel said there. Look at the verse again, Daniel 12, verse 3. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. And they that turn many to righteous as the stars forever and ever. God said, a man that wins soul, that man is wise tonight. And boy, I won't tell you, I'd rather God pronounce me wise than anybody else. And if you don't be wise in the sight of God, I'll say you'd be wise tonight because you're a soul winner. You're a soul winner. I'll get to this part in just a minute, but I'll say this now. Some of you are here in your mind, sitting here and just feeling that in your mind, here's what you're saying. I believe that. I believe we ought to do that. But you know, that's not for me. How many in this building tonight, you're saved and you know you're saved, raise your hand. That's exactly who he's talking to. He'll say, preacher, I don't know that I can do that. You just don't know what you're talking about. You've heard me say this 1,000 times. I dated that little gal sitting right there 3 times before I ever spoke to her. I didn't talk. My baby sister's here tonight. She knows this. Our mother didn't talk. My daddy had a whole lot to say. But mom did, and I got that from my mother. And I was so backward and so shy, there's no way. And when God called me to preach, I almost laughed. I really did. Are you hearing me? But I want to tell you something tonight. God can use you. I don't care who you are. I don't care how shy you are. I don't care how backward you are. God will use you. Oh, yes. And can I say this? Brother Brian can lead people to Christ that I can't lead to Christ. I may be able to lead people to Christ. He won't be able to lead to Christ. And by the way, you'd lead people to Christ. How the pastor will never be able to do that. And of course, the pastor will be able to lead others to Christ. That you don't. And I'll say this to you. If you want to be wise in the sight of God, be a soul winner, man. Hey, be a soul winner. Be a soul winner for the glory of God. We ought to pray daily in our lives. God, let me pass somebody today. Let me cross paths with somebody today that's lost without Jesus Christ. I stopped into the beach yesterday. Brother Robert and I were visiting. And, of course, we was doing vacation Bible school stuff. And also giving out door hangers. And didn't hardly nobody come to the door. Did y'all have that problem? Didn't nobody hardly come to the door. And we got down that street where we all, the first house. This guy come to the door. And we went through our little routine giving it out. And I thought, I ain't going to another door unless I talk to this man about Jesus. You remember that? And I said, hey, sir, let me ask you a question. If you died today, would you go to heaven? Do you know Jesus as your Savior? Hey, listen, he say, preacher, I'm just not put together that way. Well, I'll tell you what will happen tonight if you'll listen to me. If you'll come to an altar, there'll be a great operation that will take place in the altar tonight. And God will fix you that way. You say, God can't fix me that way. If God can fix me, he can fix anybody. And I'll say this to you tonight. God wants to use you. I say, God wants to use everybody in this room tonight. It wasn't fun being in the hospital. I got so tired of hearing this. Sir, what's your name and date of birth? I got so fed up of hearing that. And there's some ladies in here aggravates people with that every day. I started saying this. They come in and say, sir, what's your name and date of birth? I said, my name is Alan Barker. I have 2 births. Which one do you want? Oh, you've been born more than once? Oh, yes. Are y'all hearing me preach? I enjoyed it. And what an open door to tell them about Christ. I'm telling you this, Eden. God will use you tonight. He that winneth souls is wise. I'll give you 2-3 things and I'm done. Number one, we ought to be a soul winner. And if we're going to be a soul winner, we must recognize the condition of man. If we're going to be a soul winner, we must recognize the condition of men, what they are. I'll say this tonight. We need to see through the eyes of God. We need to look through the eyes of God. And you know what God sees when he sees his world? He sees a world that's lost without God. He sees a world that's going to hell without God. Hey, he sees a world that's doomed without God. Are you hearing me? We need to see through the eyes of God. You're not going to like what I'm getting ready to say, but I'm going to say it anyhow. Men are wicked. Women are wicked. You know what's worse than a wicked man? I'm moving. Are you listening? May I say it tonight? Hear me. We need to see the eyes of God. and men are sinners tonight. Men are going to hell. Men are sinners tonight. I want to say if we're going to be a soul winner, we must recognize men for what they are. Men are sinners. I would say, first of all, they're sinners by nature. They're born into sin. They're sinners by nature. Did you know you don't have to teach anybody to do wrong? You got to teach them to do right. But you don't have to teach them to do wrong. Bible said in Psalm 58, verse number 3, from the womb they go astray. As soon as they're born, speaking lies. Did you know babies lie? Y'all ain't liking me, but I'm preaching good. Babies will lie to you. Your pastor, when he was a little boy, lied. He lied a lot. And I'm telling you, are you hearing me? You go in there and men, yeah, they're screaming their head off. You think, man, day something happened, they're going to die before I get in there. And when you get in the room where they're in the bed and cut the light on, and when you cut the light on, they look up and smile at you. They just lied. Are you hearing me? I said they just lied. I'm telling you, you don't have to teach a man to be a sinner. How they're sinners by nature tonight. Our pastor's been preaching out Romans. Wherefore is by one man sin entered in the world, and death by sin, because death is passed upon all men, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Hey, sinners are they're sinners by nature tonight. Number two, they're sinners by practice. Men enjoy sin. There's pleasure in sin they're sinners by practice. They choose to do that. They enjoy that. I would be a liar to sit in this pulpit tonight and tell you there's not pleasure in sin. But you better look at the end results of it. Are you hearing me? And I say more about that Wednesday night. You better look. I let the cat out of the bag. Hey, are you hearing me? I'm telling you, friend. Hey, sinners are sinners by practice. Hey, can I say this? Sinners are sinners by choice. You choose to be what you are. I said you choose to be what you are. And sinners are sinners by choice tonight. If you go to hell, that's your choice. That's not the will of God. You ever heard anybody pray this? Father, please save sinners today if it could be the will of God. Well, honey, you don't have to pray that. Because it's the will of God for everybody to be saved. And may I say to you tonight, sinners, we ought to be soul winners now. Because what men are, we need to recognize what they are. Hey, men are sinners going to hell. They're lost. They're sinners. Are you hearing me? You ever heard anybody say this? And I've said it 1,000 times. You know old Job? He's a pretty good guy. I mean, he really is a good fella. If he just gets saved, I mean, he really is a good guy. Well, the truth of the matter is, he's not a good guy. I had a guy come to my church that I pastored years ago. He never missed a service. When there's a work day to be done, he was always there. He come in every service bringing a black back Scofield Bible. I can see him and his wife walking the door right now. You know what I'm talking about? As clean as a dog's tooth. I got bit today. Clean as a dog's tooth. Are you listening? And I mean, you couldn't put your finger on nothing in his life. Now, I don't know how many people I had in my church said, man, all he's got to do to get saved and go to hell. I mean, he's cleaner than a lot of people that say they're saved, and that is so true. But the truth of the matter is, he's lost. And you need to see that through the eyes of God. I don't care how clean they are. I don't care if they pay their debts. I don't care if they're good to their family. Hey, I don't care if they give $1 million a year to the church. If they're not saved, they'll go to hell. Are you hearing me? If we're going to be a soul winner, we must realize and see men what they are. Listen to this verse, Isaiah 64:6. But all we are unclean things, and all our righteousness are filthy rags in the sight of God. Brother, that didn't say all my bad works. That said all my righteousness. Filthy rags. Putrefying. Leprosy. Those old leprosy rags. They would wrap around people that had leprosy. And that old pus and that old yellow stuff would run out of those sores. That's called filthy rags. God said, my righteousness. Not my bad works, my righteousness. In the sight of God is filthy rags. That's why you got to have the imputed righteousness of Jesus Christ to go to heaven. Well, you hear me? I say tonight, if we're going to be a soul winner, we must recognize man for what they are. And by the way, can I say this? You might not drink. You might not chew. You might not smoke. Can't believe I said what I said this morning. You might not smoke. And I don't smoke now. And I don't. You might not do any of that. You might not drink. You might not run around your wife. Everything may be checkmarked, every bit of it. But let me tell you, the worst sin you'll ever commit. Are y'all ready for what I'm getting ready to say? The worst sin you'll ever commit is say no to Jesus Christ and drop under your feet the blood of the Son of God and count the blood of the covenant an unholy thing. Hey, men are sinners today. You know why we'll be soul winners? Because we need to recognize men for what they are. Everybody you meet is a potential mission field. Tell them about Christ. And by the way, can I say this before I move? They'll go to hell if they don't get saved. If your daddy's not saved, I don't care how good he is, he'll die and go to hell if you don't get saved. If your mother today, and you may have the best mother in the world, but if your mother today's not saved, and she dies without Christ, help me. You know what will happen. I know, you know. You may have one of the best sons in the world, or best daughter in the world, or granddaughter, or grandson. But if they die without Jesus Christ, we're going to be a soul winner. We must recognize what men is tonight. Number two, and I'm going to hurry. Not only we must recognize what men is, but to be a soul winner tonight, we need to see the revealed message. You say, what is the message? Listen to this. He that winneth souls is wise. What's the message we're to give tonight? It's not about me. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with giving a personal testimony. I've led a lot of people to Christ by telling them how I got saved, but I always go to the Bible before I get done. Yeah, you see, to be a soul winner, you need to receive the revealed message. It's not about me. It's not about our preacher. It's not about our church. It's not about the mooses and the gooses. It's not about the lodge. It's not about a club. You say, what's it about? It's all about him. Help me preach. I'm preaching good. I said, our message tonight is all about him tonight. It's what he's already done. I love this verse, John 12:32. And if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. Now, I know the context of that before you judge me. I know he's got Calvary in mind, but I also know this. Our message today is if you'll lift him up, if you'll tell how good he is, you'll tell how great he is, you'll tell how gracious he is, I say to you tonight, we're going to be soul winners. Listen to me, we're going to be soul winners tonight. Hey, we must see the revealed message. I'm going to read it to you. I'm going to read you our message. But what saith it? The word is now thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. The word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth in him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord is rich over all, unto them that call on his name. For whosoever, thank God, and for whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord. That's our message. And may I say this to you tonight? We're going to be soul winners. Hey, we're going to be soul winners. We're going to see the revealed message. It's not about us. It's all about him. It's what he can do. It's how he can change lives. And may I say this real quick? That's amazing to me. He can take a drug addict. Oh, I seen some yesterday. He can take a druggie. Hey, he can take a prostitute. He can take a drunk. He can take a gambler. He can take anybody and change your life and turn them around, thank God. Are you hearing me? Hey, we're going to be soul winners. We must recognize men for what they are. We're going to be soul winners. We must see the revealed message. But we're going to be soul winners tonight. Listen to this real quick. We must respond to the mandate. You say, what do you mean respond to the mandate? It's our job. The mandate is the message of Christ, the gospel. And may I say this to you tonight? The mandate is simply this tonight. We're to give it to them. Our job is to give it out, thank God. Hey, we've been commissioned. I want to say the mandate tonight is, it's to give it out for the glory of God. Watch this. Here's the breakdown. Here's the breakdown. Why are we not doing it? I'm not going to do this. If I started out with Brother Stan and go down this side and come up this side and down that side and up this side, and hundreds that are watching the internet tonight, and ask you this question: how many people did you personally witness to last week? Now, I believe in giving out tracts, and I believe in hanging door hangers. We did that yesterday, and Brother Robert and I talked about how the Word of God will not return void, and it won't. But I'm talking about one-on-one. I'm talking about eyeball to eyeball. How many did you tell about Christ last week? Here's the breakdown. The mandate is this. We're to give it out. It's not that we don't have a message. We got a message. But our job, you say, Brother Barker, that's the deacon's job. That's the trustee's job. That's the pastor's job. That's the preacher's job in the church. You got your head under a bucket. Are you hearing me preach? That's our mandate. That's our job. And by the way, can I say this? Hey, three ways you can witness. Number one, you can do it by light. L-I-G-H-T, you can do it by light. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. What kind of light are you shining on the job? When things don't go your way on the job, what kind of light are you shining? I could park right there, but I'm not going to. We can do it by light. Number two, we can do it by lifting a track. Hello? By lifting a track. It don't take a lot of effort to give out a gospel track. And you've heard me say this 1,000 times. Man, what a joy to stop and buy gas. You even get over the high price of gas when you start giving out tracks at the gas station. Are you listening? You say, would you bother somebody with giving them a track? Is the Pope Catholic? Are y'all hearing me? Why, absolutely, you can do it by lifting a track. Or number two, you can do it by light. You can do it by lifting a track. Or number three, and here's the best way to do it, by lip. Hey, sir, good to see you. Are you from North Carolina? And they say to me a lot of times when I'm out, say, you're not from here, are you? I said, no, thank God. Are you hearing me? Do it by lifting your lip. Hey. Simply by telling them. And by the way, I'll say this, I'm moving, I'm about done. It's absolutely no excuse not to respond to the mandate. And the mandate is the message. Preacher, I just can't talk. You just lied. You say, I can't talk. Let them bring you the wrong order at the restaurant. Let them shortchange you when you get your change back in the store. Are you hearing me? Let somebody cut you off driving. I got to get off of that. You can talk. It's just a matter of doing it. Are you listening? And some of you may say this, preacher, I am so quiet and backward. I'm so shy. I'm so backward. Take your grandson to the ball game and let him hit a home run. Let me see how backward you are. He said, what you going to do? I'm going to jump up and holler, that's my grandson. I've even done that when he's preaching. Are you hearing me? Listen to me. Oh, we need to respond to the mandate. We got the message. I want to close by saying this tonight. Again, I really was going to preach out Genesis 6 tonight, and the Lord wouldn't let me. The Lord said, preach on soul winning. I want to ask you a question tonight. What's the results of your witnessing? I keep quoting Brother Robert Potts. Y'all know him. Brother Robert Potts said this yesterday, we reap what we sow. And that is so true. You don't sow no seed, you're not going to harvest no seed. And you don't always harvest the same day you sow. You don't even always harvest the same place you sow. But I'll promise you, if you'll sow seed, what's the results tonight? Our results of being a soul winner is one of two things. It's either positive or it's negative. It's positive or negative. On your job tomorrow, when God opens that door, walk right into it. And by the way, God will give you opportunities. I'm not talking about just giving a tract. I'm talking about leading somebody to Christ. I'm talking about getting down to the nitty gritty. Are you listening to me? I was coming home some time ago, and I'm not bragging. I just give you this illustration. And by the way, I believe it's easy to be saved, but I don't believe in easy believism. I said it's easy to be saved, but I don't believe in easy believism. I don't believe walking up between stoplight red and green and leading somebody to Christ. I believe you got to give the story. You got to give the Holy Ghost a chance to work. Somebody help me. I was coming home some time ago from a meeting. And I stopped in another state to look at a side-by-side T-Rex. A guy named Jamie come out and waited on me. That particular day, they wasn't real busy. Big old business. Sell a lot of four-wheelers and side-by-sides. Guy Jamie come out and waited on me. You remember that? When you wake up, do you remember that? This guy named Jamie come out. I'm about done. Hang on, baby. She didn't get her nap out, but listen to this. Guy Jamie come out, waited on me. And I looked at the side by side. We talked about 5 minutes. I said, by the way, sir, we go to church. He said, well, I really don't go much. I go over here every once in a while, blah, blah, blah. I said, well, I'm glad you go some. But I said, let me ask you a question. I said, if he died today, where would you go? Would you go to heaven or hell? I said, I'm glad you go to church some. But really, where would you go? This is just not long ago. Wilford, Virginia. I said, if you died today, where would you go? He said, I'd go to hell. Guy, 40-some years old. I said, I got some good news. Y'all know where this is going? In about 15 minutes, guess what happened? Standing on the Kawasaki lot, led Jamie to Christ and got saved by the grace of God. Right there, looking at a crazy four-wheeler. I'll tell you something. God will bring people by your way if you're a witness to them. But you're going to have to get over your shyness. You're going to have to get over your carnality. And by the way, you can't live like a devil and win people to God. You got to be a bright light. You got to be a shining light for God. And listen to me. God will put people in your path. You young people in here tonight, that youth choir tonight, that was awesome. That was absolutely great. Young people, y'all think y'all done good? Brother Elijah does. Are you listening? You did great tonight. But let me tell you something, young people. You can lead people to Christ. Nobody else can. God will use you. You want God to look at you and say, you're wise. You're wise. Is your name Bertha? What's your name? That's what I was going to say next. Addie. How would you like God to look at you and say, Addie's wise. She's wise. Fred, how would you like for God to look at you and say, oh, are you 15? 15. You married? How would you like for God to look at you and say, you're a wise young man. You're a wise young man. What's your buddy's name? Jeff? Jeff? How would you like God to look at you and say, I'm talking about God. I'm talking about the God that spoke this world into existence. In just a little while, he's going to let it get dark. In the morning, he's going to let it get daylight. That's a pretty big God. Would you agree with that? Pretty big God. I was up in West Virginia this week. In West Virginia and Virginia. And boy, look at those mountains up there. What a God. How would you like that God to look at you and say, that's a wise young man right there? Hey, mama, how would you like God to look at you and say, that's a wise lady right there? You can. You can. Well, you go to piano, so I quit preaching. You can. He that winneth souls is wise. We need to recognize men for what they are. They're sinners. I don't care who they are, they're sinners. I don't care how good they are, they're sinners. They'll go to hell if they don't get saved. They'll go to hell. Are you listening? You'll say, well, preacher, man, I've got my whole life for me. Ain't nothing going to happen to me. Don't tell me that. I got up other mornings wide open to butcher knife, but I didn't go to bed that way. What would it profit you? Listen to me. You don't know what a day will bring in your life. That's why you need to be ready to meet God, and that's why you need to be a soul winner. I like where y'all have looked at me tonight preaching. You really have looked at me. He that winneth souls is wise. I'll do this and I'm done. In your mind right now, how many's got one? There's about a fourth of us got one. In your mind right now, don't you think of somebody that you love and love dearly, and as far as you know, they're lost, going to hell without God. If they died tonight, they'll go to hell. Who is it? Is it a son? Is it a daughter? Is it a neighbor? Is it a co-laborer? I tell you, the need of the hour is get under a load for souls. Souls. I love visitation. You're doing a good job. But let's don't stop at that. He that winneth souls, let's stand. He that winneth souls is wise.